Welcome to Conservative 605. I'm Simon.
I'm Baker.
And if you're a patriot, a Republican, a conservative, a God-fearing, American-loving boy, or woman, then you're going to love this podcast. This week we're tackling abortion, and we got some stuff to say to those baby killers out there. So, stay tuned and get ready to laugh a little bit. All right, again, welcome to the podcast. This is going to be episode one. That's where it all begins.
Let's do it.
All right, so this week, as you guys know by the title and, well, the stupid intro, we're going to be talking about abortion this week. Obviously, a huge topic recently in the news with Alabama basically banning it unless a doctor orders it, essentially, unless a doctor deems it necessary. I mean, earlier in the year, New York put out that law where you can do it up to the third trimester, basically right before birth. And Alabama did basically the opposite thing, and I personally think it's a good thing. A lot of people think opposite. We'll get into all of that. We're also going to talk a little bit about you're going to get confronted. If you are pro-life, you are going to get confronted by some angry leftist people, you know, and you can't avoid it. Baker's moving his hands around like they can see you.
It's going to happen. I mean, shit happens.
Yeah, we've been dealing with it all week, and basically, towards the end of this episode, I'm going to give you guys some tips and how I deal with it, how I've told Baker to deal with it. Excuse me. kind of how I deal with it. You know, basically how to make it a discussion, not an argument. Because when you start arguing, that's when you start saying things that people don't want to hear. Baker's dying over here. Might have a heart attack. It's all right, though. We don't need him anyways. Baker.
Yeah.
How you doing today?
I'm doing just great. I mean, this abortion stuff is really pissing me off.
Yeah.
These people really think it's okay to go out there and kill babies who haven't had the chance.
Here's the
thing.
To
see the real world.
Yeah. So a big thing that people will bring up is that child in the womb is not a human until, they say, late stages, like into the second trimester, you know, things like that. And that it's just cells, it's just an embryo. But at the same time, that embryo is a person. You know, the human sperm and human ovary do not make a chicken. Like, I'm serious. It makes a person.
It does.
And that's what people don't understand. And they say, one thing you hear a lot is, my body, my choice. But here's the thing, that's not your body anymore. It's a byproduct of a decision you made, and it's a human. Like, that's, DNA says it's a human. It's a human, and she cannot speak for themselves. They're a child.
Before you make that decision, you should check. You should make sure you got everything in order. You should be ready. Like, make sure you're ready for a baby. Nope. You should be ready. You shouldn't go out there and be like, okay, I'm going to have a baby, but I can't support one. It's not what should be happening.
No, and I mean, listen, guys. I'm a good Christian boy. I don't do this stuff. But condoms, you can get about a 12-pack for like $5 at Walmart. You can get some pretty decent ones, right? You can get birth control. The government funds that. You can get, I don't know.
Plan B.
Plan B. It's cheap.
If the condom breaks, Plan B. Like, you're going to know right away if the condom's broken.
Yeah, and okay, the best solution to not having a kid when you don't want to have a kid.
Don't
have
sex.
Don't have sex. The best solution is to not have sex. And that's a simple fact of the matter. And if you want and you're gonna go have sex, use protection, be smart. And if you get pregnant because of your decisions, own up to it, have the baby. Either A, take care of it, or B, put it up for adoption. There's no reason you should be taking the life of another human because you're irresponsible.
Even if you want to keep that baby in the future, a family member, family members, if you have close relatives, they can help out with the child.
I mean, there's tons of stuff you can do. And the biggest point here is that you're at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what discussion, what argument you're in. At the end of the day, you're killing a child. And I don't understand how that can be morally okay with people, you know? I've had people say, well, if it's in my body, then it's my choice. Again, back to that my body, my choice thing, but it's, again, not your body, so it really isn't your choice, you know? And I mean, here, we're looking at something here from Abort 73, a group that is pro-life and they're against abortion. It said these are some reasons, along with percentages, as to why they're getting abortions. So a common argument you're going to hear from people is that, well, what if they're raped, or what if it's incest? Incest accounts for 0.01% of all abortions. Rape is 0.14% of all abortions. These are not good things. That's not what we're saying here, right? These are horrible, horrible things, okay? There are things you can do. If you get raped, first off, you need to report it immediately. There's no reason you should wait 8 months and then report it. I know it can be, I guess, obviously I don't personally know, but I understand that it would be very hard. It's a hard thing to do. Yeah, it could be embarrassing. It could be really hard to do. But it's something that you have to do. And if you report it soon enough, they can do what they can to make sure that you don't get pregnant. Because I wouldn't want to carry a rapist child either. But at the same time, morally, I would understand that there's no reason to kill that child because of its father's actions. All right? And again, back to saying, if you don't want that child, you can put it up for adoption and you can give it a chance at life.
I agree.
Yeah.
Strongly.
Exactly.
Very.
Let's go through a couple more of these reasons for why abortions happen. So another big argument is like, what if the mother's life is at risk? Well, according to Abort 73, 0.27% of all abortions are due to the woman's life being endangered by the pregnancy. That's not a big number. Because if we jump up, there was a serious fetal abnormality. Whoa, Christ. There was a serious fetal abnormality. So the child, not fetus, the child had an abnormality where it wasn't going to live. It wasn't going to last very long outside of the womb. These three things here are completely different things, right? And I can understand these. Rape is touchy because I feel like you should give it a chance at life. But if it does come down to where you mentally cannot control it, you mentally cannot live with it, then it's a little different. I just still, morally, it's not okay with me, but I understand how a woman may feel about that.
I think rape is the hardest argument about abortion.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, yeah, because I mean, I can understand where they come from when it comes to rape and things like that. But again, that's 0.14% of all abortions. That's not a big, you know, a big chunk. I'm sorry about any background noise. We're out in the garage right now and the door's open and it's summertime. What is he driving? Hold on, let's go take a look at what this buddy's driving here.
Jesus, that is the lowest goddamn.
Oh, all right. It's some lowrider Batman looking motorcycle, kind of hippie stuff. I don't care. Baker just ran in the garage door. Hope he don't break it. All right,
we're back, back and settled.
We're back to the desk.
Sorry.
Okay, what was I saying? Something about rape. Rape. Yeah. So it's a very small portion of it. Rape is not a laughing matter. It's a very small portion of it. Okay. The serious abnormality, the woman's life is endangered. All those account to less than 2% of all things.
75.4% of abortions for no reason at all.
Basically saying they did not want the child. It was an inconvenience to them is essentially what they're saying. I think that is a horrible reason to get rid of a child.
That is the worst reason.
If you really don't want that kid,
that's murder.
First off, killing a child is murder. I don't care if it's in the body or out. I have another point to put on that later involving infanticide. I'll teach you what that means a little bit, because I know you don't know that.
Shit, that was a big word.
He's not very good with the big words here. But yeah, 75% of abortions, no reason, in parentheses it says elective, basically. They had random decisions that were not life-threatening or were not not a need, right?
Wasn't hurting them, wasn't hurting the baby.
It does say here that 1.67%, the woman's psychological health was threatened by the pregnancy. Another thing, again, it's a very small portion of it. You know, it's all of these stats are as of 2018, by the way. Obviously, we're just getting into 2019. They don't have all the data for this year because, well, we're not even halfway through it.
Not over yet.
Nope. But, again, 1.67%, woman's psychological health was threatened. This is another thing where I understand where they're coming from. And I think if you can, you know, if you can fight through these things and you can, please just have the kid. Put it up for adoption if you really need to, because trust me, giving that kid another chance at life. Like, all right, think about this. For Albert Einstein, what if his mom ripped him out of her womb with a coat hanger? World War II, we would have been screwed here in America, because if Albert Einstein wouldn't have came over to America and helped us out, Germany would be having those, they'd have something. We wouldn't have a chance with our bombs. You know what I mean? Because he came over, he helped us a ton in generating an atomic bomb. And if we didn't have those, Germany would have sooner, and they would have destroyed basically everybody. We were at a race with them to make a bomb. You know, like, these kids can change the world, right? And I know not everybody's going to change the world, but think about it. You don't know who's going to change the world when they're a baby. You can't tell. Right? Give them a chance at life. Give them a chance. And I mean, I guarantee you, if you actually have that kid, you're going to fall in love with it.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. And it says here 20% of women aborted for social or economic reasons. This is another one of those things where if you can't afford to take care of a child, then I say you should put it up for adoption.
Or do not have sex.
Or, yeah, be smart. Don't have sex. Use proper protection. If you're at social economic reasons, condoms are cheap.
I know another argument is about the not having sex part. Oh, sex makes you happy. Sex is good for the body, good for the health. But at the same time, just have protective sex.
There you go.
Be smart about it.
Here's the thing. I know that all of you people who are, most of the people that are arguing for it are girls that are between the ages of probably 13 and I'd say 45. At the highest. They're in that age range where we've learned about sex in school. We've learned about protection. Back in the day, they used to give kids condoms at sex ed. Yeah, they don't do that for us, obviously, but they did.
They really should.
No, yeah. But, hey, remember, condoms do expire. Oh, did you know that?
I had no damn clue.
Yeah, okay, make sure you guys are checking those. You don't want to use one and have a break. Where are you going?
I'm checking condoms.
Jesus Christ, buddy. Okay. Yeah. That's basically all I got on that subject right there. I don't know where I was because Baker got up and started running away from me. Basically, if you can, put it up for adoption. Okay. We'll go over this one later. Me and Baker are looking at a few things we've had gathered up here. Just to kind of give you guys an idea here of what we're talking about when we say you're killing children that could go on to do great things, you know. You're killing a lot of children, right? Let's look at this. So for every 1,000 live births in America, this is all according to 2018 from the Centers for Disease Control. It is a government agency. They know what they're talking about, okay? There are about 1.058 million abortions per year.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's a huge number.
Yeah. Since 1973 to 2013, this stat's a little older just because it's, you know, this data is kind of hard to collect. But up until 2013, there was already 56.5 million. At this point in time, it's above 60 million children murdered in the U.S. of A. The United States of America, the land of the free.
Home of the brave.
Home of the brave. You think you're brave killing a baby that can't do nothing?
That's weak. That's weak.
On our Instagram.
We are Americans. We are strong.
There it is. Okay. On our Instagram later, go follow Conservative 605 Podcast on Instagram. Maybe we'll have to make a Snapchat soon.
Or Twitter. Maybe not. Nobody uses Twitter.
Okay. But besides the point, hey, if we want to get the chicks on here, we got to use VSCO.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
VSCO.
Yep. All right. Besides the point, stop slapping the desk, crackhead. Okay. All right. Back to what I was saying. 1.58 million abortions per year. Every day, 2,899. So about 3,000 children are murdered every day. Every hour, 120 kids are killed. And every 30 seconds, a child is murdered due to abortion.
That's horrible.
It's disgusting. And here's what I want to know. I want feedback on all of this from all of you guys out there, right? You can go, we'll post a little snippet of this on our Instagram. You guys can go comment, do whatever you want with it. I want to hear your opinions on some of these things. Is killing a child in the womb any better than killing a child outside of the womb?
Exact same thing.
If you rip a child to pieces, which is how abortions work in the second trimester. In the first trimester, they use a vacuum and suck it out.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Second trimester, we'll post these videos on there too so you guys know what we're talking about. Second trimester, they take these little vice grip things, put them into the vagina, grab the child's leg, rip it out. Rip it off of the body, rip it out.
Piece by piece.
They pull the kids out piece by piece. Until eventually there's just a little bit left, and they have to take the skull because it's too big and crush it up into pieces, take it out, and suck all of, there's white fluid that starts to come out, and that's the brain. That's the child's brain. That child has a brain, and you're telling me that's not a human. Let's not forget that at 2 months, that child is supplying itself its own blood. It has its own blood. It can have a completely different blood type from its mother. It can have completely different eye color from its mother. At 1 month, it's already growing fingers, toes, fingernails, starting to grow teeth a little bit, and they're, you know, they're pre-teeth, hair. They've got a heartbeat at that point. They've got nerve cells. They are a human at that point. I don't understand how you can say that you are not, that child is not a human until it leaves the woman's body.
It's murder. Straight murder.
It is. So if you rip a child to pieces outside of the womb, that is first degree murder. You're going to jail. If you rip that child to pieces inside of the body,
you walk.
You walk. It's fine. It's legal. Except for Alabama. Shout out to Alabama. In fact, I personally have been trying to contact Christy Noem and talk to her about setting this up, because I really do think that it is an important thing that we need to do it.
It's a big topic today, and I think it needs to be talked about a lot more.
Yeah.
It needs to be, like, facts, real facts, true facts need to be stated.
Yep.
Statistics need to be stated. It's all about the facts in this argument, really.
And I think it's not only facts, it's morality.
There's no opinion. Well, there is an opinion.
Look, here's the thing. If you think it's okay for... Here's the thing. Abortion is a sugared up term for murder in the womb. You are murdering a child regardless of what you say. You cannot tell me that ripping a child to pieces, crushing its skull, is not murder. I don't see how any piece of that isn't murder. Sticking a needle in its spine to kill it is murder. I don't care. Here's a point somebody brought up the other day. You were with me. This fine gentleman responded to something I had posted out on social media. And he said, what was he talking about? Oh, yeah. He said, we had been talking for a little while. He said, and I quote, dude, they're just a bunch of cells. That's not a human. First off, those cells have the DNA of a human being. Those cells have a heart, have a brain, they have nerves, you know, they have a heartbeat, they have lungs, they have their own blood. How is that not a human being? It's not a chicken. Their DNA doesn't say, yeah, that's a poultry chicken right there. They ain't going, yeah, you know, I think we're going to take this human sperm, this human egg, and we're going to make a bucking bowl. This thing's going straight to the PBR. DNA don't do that. Baker, you awake over there? What you know?
Yeah. I had this conversation with a fellow...
Don't throw no names now.
...person. He commented on my opinion in abortion. Trying to find what he said here. It was probably one of the stupidest things I've ever heard and the most disgusting thing I have ever heard. He, quote, called a baby baby juice. Sorry, hold on. I'm trying to find what exactly he said here. I want to quote him. You keep talking while
I... Okay, I was going to say, I'll continue on here. So back to the conversation I had with this fine gentleman. Now, this guy, he said, okay, now this is something that you hear a lot. Oh, I'm not necessarily pro-abortion, but... And then they'll go on. He said, he asked me a question. He said, do you support the death sentence? And I said, yes. So he said, okay, well, that's a human being. So why should we get to decide if we take their life? My answer was, well, the definition of murder is taking the life of another intentionally, maliciously, and without their consent. Okay? I think that's something we can all agree upon. You can Google it. It might be a slight variation of that, but that's what it means. So I said, okay, so this... When somebody's on death row, typically it's for murder of one or several persons, okay? That person decided that he has the right to take the life of other people. He deserves a punishment equal to the crime he committed.
Yeah.
Okay? And then another person said, okay, well, what about when you kill someone that breaks in your house? Okay? The Second Amendment grants us the right that we can defend ourselves, defend our property, defend our family, defend our country. If we are out of self-defense, that person has made the choice to attack us. That means we have the right, and we do have the right, it's the Second Amendment, to take matters into our own hands, okay?
Yep.
And defend ourselves by any means necessary.
Yeah.
Right? And then one person said, or the same guy, he said, well, isn't that cruel and unusual punishment? I said, well, was it not cruel and unusual for that man to murder an innocent person? That murderer is not innocent. He has killed other people. You know, what goes around comes around. You know, classic saying. It's true, right? So, I'll tie this back into abortion here. So, this man decided that he could take the life of an innocent person. And another thing, if you're defending yourself, that person is not innocent.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, if you are taking the life of another innocent human being that has done nothing wrong, that does not deserve to be killed... He found his thing. We'll get back to him here in a second.
I didn't find the one I was looking for, but...
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me tie this back. I know I'm kind of going on a rant here. I'm going to start boring people. We're thinking. That might have been loud. I'm terribly sorry. All right. Basically, what's happening here is, if you take the life of an innocent person, what goes around comes around. That baby is innocent in the womb. He has done nothing wrong. A child, a baby, is literally the most innocent being on planet Earth. There's nothing purer or more innocent than a child. Why do you get to decide whether that child lives or dies when it has done nothing wrong? And another big thing is they said, well, there's kids. The kids kill. So say instances where the mother's life is at risk. They're saying, well, that kid is killing the mother. The child is doing nothing. It's the pregnancy that leads to other symptoms that can cause problems. It's problems in the ovaries. It's problems in the uterus. It's problems with the placenta. It's not problems with the actual child itself. That child cannot kill the mother.
If you are worried about those problems, then don't go and commit to having a child.
Exactly.
That you are worried about having before you even have it.
And my thing with that part is, if your life is at risk and a C-section is not an option, because a lot of times when the mother's life is at risk, they'll do a C-section, and the C-section is not an option, then I understand that there may be a need for an abortion. And that comes back to where Alabama says abortions will be illegal unless ordered by a doctor. And in that case, a doctor would order an abortion to be done. Baker, you may speak.
All right. It's just quick and simple. I couldn't find what I was looking for, but this person I was talking to, we were talking about abortion on the topic of abortion. He was telling me some stupid things. Telling me,
oh, there's a honker out there, boys.
Sorry, not to get off topic, but he was telling me conservatives are the exact same as liberals, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But he compared children, babies in the womb, he compared them to oysters. He was telling me, asking me actually why I'm not complaining about people eating oysters because oysters are alive. He was complaining about why I'm not complaining about eating live animals like deer, fish, and those are honestly the completely opposite.
God? All right, listen, I'm a Christian here. I'm a strong Christian, right?
Yeah.
God gave us those animals for us to harvest upon, for us to eat. God did not give us human babies to eat. Let's clarify that. God did not give us human children to eat. You do not eat a child, right? A child, okay, let me explain this. Humans are the top of the food chain. Humans have language. Humans have brains. Like, obviously animals have brains, but we have, oh no, I can't remember it. We have all right, outer membrane on our brains, basically. It's biggest thing, psychology stuff. Humans have a membrane around the basic components of a brain that allow us to have deeper thoughts, allow us to form languages, things like that. Humans build things. Humans make cars. We make skyscrapers. We make planes. We
make America great again.
We do that. Well, some of us, not all of us. Trump? You bet your butt. Obama.
Man, we don't want to talk about
that. We'll talk
that.
About the economy another day. That's not for today. Baker, we're going to have to wrap this up. About 15 minutes. We're already about 30 minutes into this.
Crazy. First episode is going great. Hope you guys are loving it. I really do.
All right. What was I saying before this? Humans.
Yeah.
Humans are the top food chain. Humans are different. God made humans to rule. You know, God made humans to be on top, obviously below him. Nothing is above him, right? And we are not above his order, even though people think they are. But that's besides the point right now. Humans are a lot different than animals. Animals, God gave us animals to harvest upon. God did not give us babies to harvest upon. That's why killing an animal and eating it is a lot different than murdering a child, a human being. I got no problem shooting a deer in the lungs. I do have a problem killing a baby. I wouldn't even kill a baby deer.
I don't kill anything, baby.
No, why would you kill a baby?
They're cute.
And here's the thing. Here's why hunters do not kill baby animals. Good hunters. There's obviously exceptions where people are idiots. The reason we don't kill... Stop
You can hear that on there. Stop tapping on the desk. Yeah, okay. Basically, we don't kill babies because we want them to have a chance to grow up and reproduce, make more animals, make an abundance of animals, so that when we do go in and hunt, we're not endangering the species itself. These are good hunters. These aren't poachers, right? Baker, I see you've got something pulled up here. I want to hear it.
Yeah, so it's another occasion where I was talking to somebody about abortion, and we had a little bit of an argument. We were sharing our opinions. I was saying how killing an innocent baby who hasn't had a chance to see the world yet, see this amazing country, God bless America, hasn't seen that yet. He, I quote, said, "It's not murder, though, because murder is defined as an actual killing a human. If it's not a human yet, it's not murder." It's I just hate this.
Let me get into something. Here's another thing I want answers about. If you guys are watching this, please go to our Instagram and comment, DM us, whatever you want to do, okay? At what point is it a human being? My personal opinion is as soon as that sperm hits the ovary and starts to begin forming a human being, it's a human being.
When is that determined?
Here's the thing. In the medical world, it used to be after about 2 months, maybe 6 days after, 6 to 10 days after.
I don't know if that's right. I can't credit. Okay.
We're gonna have to do some research on this one. I want to give you guys false information.
And if you know the answer, please let us know about it.
Please let us
Instagram, DM us again.
We want the scientific definition of when does a fetus. Another damn motorcycle. Hold on. Let him pass. Are you done? Thank you. All right. Back to it. We want to know, when do you consider a human child? When does science consider a human child? I personally think that once the sperm and the ovary meet and they start making a baby, that's a human being, because, I mean, the DNA says human, right? Oh, and you know that whole thing where people are saying, well, masturbation is genocide.
That might be...
That's dumb. All right, listen. Sperm is a sperm. It carries DNA, or no, it doesn't carry DNA. It carries data that informs the body to know what to make, right? And this is the same thing, because the ovaries and the sperm, they both carry data, and if that data doesn't meet up, it's not going to work. That's why this has happened. It happened with a chick near us. If you have sex with a dog and that dog ejaculates inside of you, it will not make a living being because that data doesn't match up. Human sperm and human ovaries then combine to make a human. Alone, they are not a human. That's why your ovaries, are you going to argue that your ovaries are children? No. Sperm is not a child. It's not a child until the sperm and the ovary meet, connect, create DNA.
I agree. Fully. Yeah. 100%. 10-4.
All right. What's the other thing I wanted to talk about? Will you pull up that source for me real quick?
Yes, I will.
That one there. Okay. Here's another thing. People have been arguing that abortion is not worse than firearms. Is that what I'm trying to say here? People are saying that firearms in America, because obviously gun control is a huge thing, and I think we might even have to make our next episode on that, because that's a huge topic.
I agree.
Especially for Americans who believe in the amendments and believe in rights. We're going to have to talk about the economy too, especially with the socialism, things like that people are preaching nowadays. I can't imagine. So let's get into this real quick. According to the CDC, in 2016, there were 892,000 abortions in 2016. In 2016, only 374 people were killed with AR-15 style rifles. And as this guy quotes, wait up. What is a... Jeez. He says, hold up, wait a minute.
If we're trying to stop innocent people from dying, why are we allowing abortion? So, obviously a big argument with gun control is that innocent people are being killed by guns. Okay, as of right here, 374 people were killed with AR-15-style rifles, whereas 892,000 abortions were performed. This is in the same year, 2016, according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control. Okay. So, let's see here. All right. So, according to this source here, it says that you are 238,403% more likely to die from abortion than you are from an AR-15. I mean, I don't know how you can argue that a gun in America. So here's the thing. People that are legally allowed to own guns rarely are going to be the ones that are going to go out just shooting people. It's the people that have guns illegally because they're doing illegal things, right? Those are the people that are going to be most likely killing people. And let's think about this. More gun control is not going to help the gun problem. Chicago is the city with the most gun control, yet their murder rate by firearm is the highest of anywhere in the country. Yeah. So, and then, think about this. South Dakota, yeah, we don't have a ton of people, but if you go per capita, we have one of the lowest firearm murder rates. Our gun controls are loose. There's barely any. Right? Yeah. Self-defense, there's obviously a few rules like stand your ground laws, shoot to kill laws, things like that. By the way, if somebody breaks into your house, you better kill them with your shot, and you better not shoot them too many times. Because if you just hit them in the arm or something, they live, you can get an assault charge. So be careful. So ladies and gentlemen, somebody breaks into your house, shoot to kill. I'm talking the vitals, the lungs and the heart. That's where you need to be aiming.
Not the harm.
No, don't shoot them in the arm or the leg. And if you're going to shoot them in the leg, you better hit that big old artery so that they bleed out, because you don't want to get caught up in something stupid. Get a good lawyer. Contact the NRA. They've got plenty of good lawyers for you in case something like this happens to you. Yeah. All right. I want to move on. We ought to be wrapping this up here pretty soon. We're at about 37 minutes thus far. I'm going to give you guys some tips. I've been giving Baker a couple of these tips.
Yeah.
I have been debating with people and discussing very controversial topics with people for a long time because my beliefs are very strong. And I will say that sometimes I am not very good at listening to other people's opinions, and I should be better at it, but I do not believe that I should have to change my opinion for it.
Nope.
No. Because, I mean, as an American, my values are American values.
Yeah.
So, when you're in a discussion, this is going to happen a lot, especially if you are pro-life. People are going to come at you, they're going to attack you, they're going to say things. They're going to say awful things, right? They're going to say you're a horrible person, that you're stupid, you're all this. What you need to do, Baker, you need to listen to this one too, because I know that sometimes you get a little fired up.
Oh, yeah.
You need to stay calm. And I want you guys to listen close this year. Stay calm. Don't insult them. Do the best you can to stay based upon morality and statistics. Because here's the thing. You can have an opinion, but if that opinion isn't backed by statistics, well, I'm sorry, but I don't think it's going to be a very strong argument. And don't get me started on the whole Christianity thing, because in Christianity, it's based around miracles and faith. So a miracle is something that occurs outside of the natural law, right? You can't replicate it and you can't prove it because it's outside of natural law. And that's a big thing with science too. Well, I'm definitely covering, I'll try to teach you about this too, about how Christianity and science come together and how they actually kind of work together and they don't necessarily contradict each other. And that's a big, whole nother topic. That could be another hour and a half episode.
Honestly. Yeah, very well could be.
Oh yeah. But basically, use statistics here, okay? Use logical reasoning. Don't get too fired up.
Don't start saying dumb things. Don't start insulting people. Stay calm. Stay level-headed. If it's getting out of hand, say, hey, we can agree to disagree. Give your final point, your final message, and then leave it alone.
You got your opinion, they got
theirs. They have theirs, and there's a good chance that you're not going to be able to change their opinion because, I mean, when you get an opinion, you usually stick with it.
They're not changing mine.
No. So, again, if you get into one of these discussions, listen to their opinions. It's just the fridge. You're okay. Baker's tweaking over here. The fridge is making noise. If you get into a discussion with somebody on these topics, especially as a conservative, you need to stay level-headed because they're going to use anything you say against you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that simple.
Watch what you say, too.
Watch what you say. Don't be saying dumb stuff.
As you've seen in the news recently.
Oh, yeah.
For the past, well, even in 2018, 2019, everything.
Everything's come back. I mean, people were getting assault charges from 40 years ago when they were in high school.
Be smart about what you say.
And here's one of my things. I, Simon Teedy, want to run for president, hopefully in 2048. Okay? I personally really have to watch what I say and what I do. Because I know that these things are going to come back around when I'm older.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's as simple as that. Watch what you say. Don't be an idiot. This is good for when you're getting jobs.
It'll help you get jobs. They check social media.
Yeah. People don't believe it, but trust me, they do. They check social media. They know a lot more than you think they know. Right? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's all I've got for today.
I'm good.
Do you have any closing final notes you'd like to add?
Pro-life.
Pro-life? That's about it.
Don't be a baby killer.
Don't be a baby killer. And don't be so sensitive, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need that in the world.
That.
Yeah. That's a different discussion.
We can do it. Topic on that.
That's a different discussion. All right. I think they've had enough for today. I think they've gotten themselves learnt for the day.
First episode went great.
First episode.
Everybody, check out the Instagram,
Conservative 605 Podcast. Yep. I added a podcast on there so they know what's happening.
Perfect. Yep. Sounds great. DM us, comment on our post, do whatever you need to do to get a hold of us. I'm actually positive we will get back to every single one of you. I know we will.
Yeah, we've got nothing better to do. It's summer.
Come argue with us.
If you want to argue with us.
Say your opinions.
Hey, if you want to argue with us, just be ready because we're going to throw some facts on you.
Some stats.
And if you cry. By the way, if you ever get offended by anything on our podcast.
We are sorry. We don't mean to. We're not here to offend anybody.
No, we're not here to offend any of you, but we're going to say what we want to say. This is America. We do have the First Amendment. All right? No censorship here. We're not going to censor you on anything of ours. We're going to let you say what you want to say, unless you're throwing out N-words or something like that. We don't want that on here. We don't need a bad image. No, that's unacceptable. Don't do that, please.
Yeah.
But
stay calm.
Basically. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. And remember, stay American.
America is great.
America is great.
Make America great again.
Make America great again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for listening. Go check out the Instagram, Conservative 605. And we'll see you next time.
See ya.